And this is my
ear.
Which one?
The left.
Huh?
Left ear.
And this is
the right ear.
And
your lips or your mouth?
And
the neck. Throat.
What about goozle? You ever hear that?
No.
And these are my
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Lip.
Or
old gum.
And this is one
hand.
Tooth.
Hands.
And this is the
palm of the hand.
And this is one
fist.
Tooth.
Fists.
And the place where the bones come together.
The bones?
Uh-huh.
Where? Oh, for the bones are what?
This is called a...
A joint.
And on a man, this would be his...
Chest.
And these were the...
Shoulders.
And this is my...
Leg.
And this is one...
Foot.
And I have two...
Feet.
And the sensitive bone right here, this is the...
I wouldn't know.
Do you ever hear shin or shin?
A shin, that's right, the uh-huh. Shin. Uh-huh.
And say if I get down like this, you say I'm...
You would squat?
Okay. Do you ever hear people say, hunker down or down on your haunches? Do you hear that?
Down your haunches, I've heard that.
That sounds funny to me.
Yes, it does.
What is your haunches?
I don't know, the back part, I guess.
Uh-huh. And say someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
ill or sick.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say peaked or puny? Or?
I've heard the expression puny, but mm-hmm. But I don't use it.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
healthy.
And... or he's not weak, he's...
strong.
And... say, what about stout or husky? Would you use those words?
Well, stout or heavy or... Mm-hmm.
What does stout mean?
Husky. Husky, I don't... I mean, there is... it is a correct word, I know. Because, they sell husky pants for mm-hmm. boys who are big, you know, the mm-hmm. that take the, say, a size 12, but in a bigger,
mm-hmm.
in a, well, a, not the regular size 12, but a mm-hmm. bigger 12.
A little more, like they're a little more overweight?
Uh-huh, yes.
What about stout? Does that mean a little overweight? Or
yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
A body that was turning
butter.
Butter. Uh-huh. Stout butter? No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No.
Someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's...
jolly or
okay.
Congenial or good-humored.
Uh-huh. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
So lanky.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Yes, I know. I have the word. I called that to my grandson. I can't think of it now.
Do you ever say clumsy or
clumsy,
awkward?
Yeah. You're all clumsy. You're too clumsy, or your butterfingers are all your all legs or all arms or all thumbs.
Uh-huh. Someone who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain...
silly.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word fool? Say that someone's a fool?
Yeah, I think I would.